Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Every time it rains, I just can't get up or something, but here I am next to a palm tree, so it's all good.
I know. Well, you know, Matthew went further than you. He went to, you know,
Eastbound.
He went to space.
Yep.
Wow.
Pattern. You know, you can't beat that.
Hey, Dana. Long time to see. How are you?
Oh, your microphone's off. Oh, there you go.
Hi, everyone. How's it going?
Now your mic is off, Cindy. Okay, there it is.
Good. How are you?
Good. Tired.
Aw.
We missed you yesterday, Dana.
I know. I saw all the pictures. I had major FOMO. How was it?
It was good.
It was good. Yeah. It was a nice walk. Yeah.
Was it just a walk or what was it?
It was just a walk. It was the Gowanus Art Walk in Brooklyn. And we just went from the beginning, which was Atlantic Terminal, next to Barclays Center.
Like Atlantic on 4th Avenue, and we walked down to 3rd towards, I don't know where.
To Bond.
To where?
Bond.
Bond?
Yeah, Bond.
It's further down, but we kept stopping and looking at all of the paintings. So it took up a lot of time, and we were just getting hungry and tired. But we had some very interesting paintings.
Yeah, it was a good walk. We walked and walked, and we're like, we're noodles, ramen. So we all had a delicious ramen.
I saw the ramen looked so good.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
We ate outside, but they had the heater thing.
And the hot lamps.
It helped. Yeah.
It's needed now because of outdoor seating. So
yeah.
It was cold. It was cold.
I know. I was home and I could feel that cold. It was my first day in my new home.
Yay.
So nice.
Yay. Congratulations.
Yes. I really had to blast that heat. It was painful, you know, because more oil usage after closing and stuff on Friday. But here I am. Yay. This is going to be my new office.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clear.
Yeah. Yep, I have a table, I have a nice little reclining chair behind me, and I also have a regular chair when I want to be serious. So, yeah, I'm loving it. It's very peaceful here. It's my home, and I can gladly say that it's my home.
Yes.
Yay. Everyone needs a home.
Cherish it.
Yes.
You guys need to stop by. I'll text you guys the address.
Okay. I'm ready.
We could do a good news segment from here too one of these days.
Okay. Yeah, that is certainly good news. I hope everybody had a great week. You know, we're here for another podcast, another episode. And Sylvia is in the Caribbean. Matthew's out of space. Dana's in her beautiful office. Gary's in his lovely room.
I'm just home.
He's home. His lovely home. And I'm also in a lovely home. Oh, Dana's a working woman.
Yes, I know. Let's see.
You can do it. I have something to share. So in Canada now, people are having so much fun in Calgary. When you go to the park, you see these little benches and they have sayings on it. So some pranksters in Calgary, Canada, came up with this idea of replacing plaques on the benches with funny sayings. I thought it was hilarious. Here are some of the sayings. Benji, the first hamster to fly solo around the world, took off from this spot in April
1937. Wow. I would do a walk just to like read all of these funny things.
Yeah.
I'd walk for that.
Yeah. Random artists just started installing these on plaques randomly.
Wow.
The city took them down, but people still really love them and remember them. Nothing of note happened here, or at least that is what they want you to believe. Yeah, so we have like cool pranksters. I always read the benches, what they say. It's usually people's name on it.
Right.
Like in memory of, you know, so-and-so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like that, but this is really funny. You know, everyone needs a laugh, so might as well laugh.
Especially now.
Yeah. So Canadians have the right idea of, you know, how to laugh.
And it's also utilizing the space nicely, because the bench is just a bench until you make it unique, and then it can eventually become like a famous bench. Not all of them have to have, you know, in memory of somebody. They can also be making statements such as these.
Graffiti grannies. Okay.
Oh yeah. So another thing that's happening is graffiti grannies. Elderlies, believe it or not, they really love graffiti. Who would have thought that they would love graffiti? So in Lisbon, these elderlies, they became a group called Lata 65, which means can 65 in English, Lata 65. And they just spray paint the streets of Lisbon.
Oh, that's beautiful. They're actually very talented.
Yes. So we can't believe in stereotypes. If you see an elderly person painting the streets and wall with a can of spray, it's not uncommon. Wow. Not anymore.
This must be the aged artist. You know, they never grow up, they just get better, right? Change their medium.
Yeah, it's so fun. I mean, I would do this as an older person if I knew how to do art.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably don't even need to, like, all those years of experience. I mean, it's something I would like to learn, like spray painting. Like, you can make some really cool gradations with it. Definitely some technique to it.
Yeah. So graffiti grannies are running around.
Good for them. They're really keeping themselves young. You know, like, with the onset of, like, things that can happen to you when you get older, you know, the more you do things that you expect young people to do, the more you keep your body young. I think so.
Yeah. So if you guys were to write something on a bench plaque, what would it be?
I don't know if I'm that creative.
I would put it like a positive note. Like, maybe live today as if it was your last. I would put something like that.
Okay, that's a good one.
I'd probably put something like, come on down, have a seat. Or sit on me.
What's a sentient beat? It's a sentient bench.
I love that.
Don't fart on me.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, funny is better.
Yeah.
Funny works. A lot of people, they sit down in a park, they ponder upon life. Why not have them laugh before they ponder?
Right.
There's merits to both.
Yeah, yeah. Positive and funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what else I would put. But I would have to think on that.
Yeah.
That's definitely my art.
Mind.
Comedy is definitely an art form. There's probably some kind of formula or some way to think to make something hilarious, you know? Put this word together with this word and everyone's gonna laugh. Yeah.
I think it's the ridiculousness that makes people laugh when it comes to comedy. It's like when you say what either people don't expect to see or expect to hear, it just becomes funny. Like my stupid costume yesterday, I didn't have to do anything. That thing just works for itself. Like Patrick couldn't stop laughing when he went to his party afterwards. He's just like, he looked at it and he just started laughing. I didn't even have to do anything at that point.
What were you dressed as, Matthew? It was hilarious though. I saw one of your Instagram posts and I had my dad next to me that had to quickly like swipe away.
And I truly didn't expect that to happen.
Yeah, I make no bones about it. I'm like, what did you say? I was basically an undead flasher.
I was thinking like full of bones or boner man or something like that. My mind
could be a boner man. I could be whatever you want it to be. Anywhere
else. He was boner. His name was boner.
Yeah.
Gary was violated. Was that Gary or Poe? I can't remember.
It was me. It was
that
me.
Was okay. Gary.
It was Gary.
I had to move off so fast. I'm like, no.
Yeah, so Matthew's costume was the skeleton with a boner, and a kid asked to take a picture with him, so he had to cover up.
I don't think the kid noticed just only covering it up with the outfit, like, yeah, this isn't appropriate to have this hanging out.
Oh, oh no, his mom was right there, and his mom thanked him. Thank you so much. Great costume.
But he covered it up, so she didn't even know.
Which was
he was a boner. Yeah, Halloween is always fun. I never missed a Halloween, I think. I'm always dressing in something. Yeah, Gary was John Degrassi, the clown. He was a murderer.
John Gracie.
Gracie? I'm sorry.
John Degrassi.
John.
Still did a great job on my face.
Yeah, Sylvia was making Gary's face in the backseat of the car as we were going.
Yes.
So, John Gracie. I don't know if he murdered anyone, but
he murdered a lot of people.
No, I didn't murder anybody that night.
You have to say that you murdered a lot of people. Don't admit it. You're playing the role.
Well, he can be lying.
That's how I died.
It's November 1st, still in character.
Stay in character.
And Dana's a working woman.
Yes, for now. But I had a really good costume in mind, and I really wanted to put it together, but it just didn't work out. I'll save it for next year, I guess.
So. Okay.
That's right,
Dana. You gotta do the butt.
We have to plan something for next year, though.
Yes. Yes. Halloween next year?
Sure.
I'll have a costume this time.
Okay. I mean, we still made it work.
Yeah, I mean, I originally was like, oh, what can I do with his forehead? And I looked up pictures and of face paint, and they had pictures of like, oh, people drew like cat ears on your, you can draw cat ears on your eyebrows. And I was trying to do that, and it just turned into little triangles only. And I was like, this is familiar. And I just left them, and then I was like, I looked up what was so familiar about it. And I was like, oh, he's John Gacy, the killer clown. So I was like, okay, I'll leave it at that.
Yes. Yeah. She did my makeup, and she was not clowning around.
Nope, and it was a shaky ride, but I did it. Two triangles.
Yes.
Yeah. Brooklyn is cool. I forgot that I was in Brooklyn when I was walking. It felt like a little of a city, but not completely the city.
It didn't feel like Brooklyn.
It didn't, you know, at all.
Because of the diversity of the crowd, it wasn't just like one specific, in the city, it was just like a whole lot. Yeah. Everyone was like, spread out.
Yeah, it's so much different diversity there. It felt like the city a little, not that we don't have diversity, but it was a little crowd, and yeah, it had a little different feel. I don't know. Maybe because it was next to BAM, the art center, maybe. Or Barclays Center. Could be, but
it's a popular area.
Yeah.
But I like that everyone wore their mask. I haven't seen anyone's face, you know. I had my mask on. It was a group of 13 of us. But yeah, and we walked around, and no one was really close to us, too. And we went into different stores. We talked to people. We got some Halloween candy, too. So it was almost like we went a little trick-or-treating. And it was great. And the art was very interesting. I felt like I learned a lot about art just by looking at it.
Yeah, I liked the different styles. It was, very different. We walked into a couple of galleries. They let us, look at paintings in the gallery. So it was good. Even in a bar where we had the trick-or-treat candy, we just hung out.
Yeah.
It was a good experience.
Artwork, it was on sale. Not on sale, but you can buy them for like $5,000. Some are cheaper. Some are like $1,200. But they range from like $1,200, I think that was the cheapest.
I saw something. I mean, I saw one for $250, but that was like a doodle or a drawing. But I mean, it's still pretty. Like, it's still in the hundreds. Yeah. But you know, it's art too. Like someone put thought into this piece, or they, it's an original piece, so maybe that's why it costs so much.
Absolutely.
Like, sort of like you pay for a concept.
So anyone else has an article they would like to share?
I do, sort of springing off from things to do in New York. So let me share. Ah, here it is. So my article is about bookstores, something that I think we've all forgotten in a way. Strand's bookstore went out with a plea to their customer base to please help their bookstore to come over and buy, because ever since the pandemic, they haven't been making enough sales. With their one plea, their devoted fans, they got 25,000 sales in one day, which totaled to $200,000 to help their bookstore keep afloat, which I thought was very heartwarming, because in a way, it's sort of like you have a business, which is sort of it's your entity, something that you're proud about. To have like dedicated customers like this, where you can rely on them to help your business afloat, I think that's so sweet. In a last-ditch effort to save her beloved family business, Base Wyden reached out to her customer base. So in a last-ditch effort to save her beloved family business, Base Wyden reached out to her customer base with a plea for help. "I'm going to pull out all the stops," she tweeted, "to keep sharing our mutual love of the printed world. But for the first time in Strand's 93-year history, we need to mobilize the community to buy from us so we can keep our doors open until there's a vaccine." 25,000 orders came in one day. They had such a great response. And the hashtag is Save the Strand. I've been to Strand's bookstore, the one on Broadway and 12th, and it really is such a great experience. It's sort of like why I still feel a little sad about a lot of the Barnes & Noble's locations kind of closing down, because I used to go there a lot. And it felt like a place for community, as she says here. It's a place to kind of discover. That's how I felt about bookstores. Like you go in there and you just browse around. You just discover a new book or a new item and you're like, it's nice. Another bookstore in England, which I thought was so sad to read, but I guess like relying on social media now, it really helps to bring in your business. 100-year-old bookstore in England had a tumbleweed day. They had zero sales. After that one tweet, their customer base just came in, just started to flood in and started to support them. They started to get more sales after a famous English publicist retweeted their post, which I thought is really sweet. So I guess the moral of the story is, when you have a community base, you should cater to your audience, because they're the people who can help you from like sinking ship, right? And just reach out and then they help each other. It really is a community.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Have anyone ever been to Strand Bookstore in the city?
I have been there. I had, just browsing.
But, yeah. It's really great. It had so much books. I went and in the third floor, they have some rare books that people think that are rare. It's so interesting. If anyone has a chance, just go to Strand and just check it out on the third floor with the rare books. It's pretty cool. Yeah. But yeah.
That's a good story. And to add on, they had like a whole line, I think the next day, around the block. So they were really supporting them.
Yeah. We support our bookstores.
Yes.
Reading is fundamental.
It's kind of important that we do support our bookstores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they are like a memory of history. So if we have everything digital, it can be erased. Regardless if it's true history or not true history, in the sense that it's a person's viewpoint, it's still put there permanently in time to reflect upon. Anything digital can be wiped out and changed around. So it's the only real truth when it comes to our history. It's the only real truth when it comes to the tales that are told, even when they're fiction, on how the our minds existed during that time period in our lifetime, be it when we're alive or not alive. So there's my philosophical side to why I think books should exist. And
good point. It's a good point.
Neil Gaiman is one of my favorite writers. The guy that's the English guy that promoted that book, so that Sylvia was speaking about.
Yeah, I love Barnes & Nobles. I used to go to Barnes & Nobles and just sit there and read, like everybody else.
I guess Barnes & Nobles was sort of like the Strands for people in Queens, in a way, because there's no Strands in Queens, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I like Barnes & Nobles, too, because, you know, you had a cafe, too. So you would go to the cafe, and then you would, you know, read books. You know, it was like a one-stop shopping.
Yeah, I love to go to their Starbucks. I get a good frappuccino and then just find an aisle, sit down, get a good book and just skim through it. Such a nice feel. I love libraries too. I still, till this day, like, I love going into a library. I feel like my brain functions better. I can focus more when I'm at the library because people around me are doing their work and it's just a lot of brain energy just flowing through, and I love that.
Yeah, it's such a great environment.
Yeah, I have my Kindle. What was that, Gary?
I said I have to start getting back into it, yeah, because, you know, when I was younger, I read books a lot.
Me too.
That's sort of falling out of it. So I need to start, you know, because there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, you can watch TV series, but the books, they're very intriguing. And sometimes the books are better than the adaptions of movies and TV shows.
Yeah. Sometimes the images in your head are better than done on TV.
You can join a book club. There's so many out there. I joined the St. John's University Alumni Book Club, but I've been so lazy and I haven't really read anything.
It takes a lot of time to read a book. Like, I have so many books I want to read. I just don't read them for whatever reason.
Yeah, pre-COVID, I actually joined the Barnes & Noble Book Club and went. And they stopped it because COVID came.
Oh,
it was fun, though. I actually read, you know, going in there. I have a habit of reading and stopping and then starting a new book and then stopping. And then, you know, but I think I need to change that.
Yes, focus.
I do.
It's a great article, Sylvia.
Speaking of focusing and learning, I've got an article about how, I think, Matthew, you can probably relate to this, about how protein shakes not only help you physically, but they also help you mentally. So there was a study that was done, which is what this article is based on, about a certain number of women that were monitored to work out, and then another set of women that worked out but also took supplemental protein shakes. And they noticed that women that took protein shakes along with working out did significantly better on their cognitive functioning as well. So yeah, because a lot of these protein shakes have all of these extra nutrients that are needed for good, healthy brain functioning, such as omega-3, fatty acids, DHA. I don't know most of these things. Matthew, you probably know more about this. Vitamin D, vitamin B, along with muscle promoting compound known as HMB. So I feel like if you are going to work out, throw in a little bit of, you know, protein shake to go, drink it up, and it'll help you in the long run, not just in physical growth, but also mental. I think there is a little bit of an elaboration here. Participants who consumed a nutritional beverage also saw greater improvement in their ability to retain and process information, and their reaction on time tests of fluid intelligence improved more than their peers who took placebo, such as just working out. So get your exercise on. And also, the benefits of working out is also that serotonin boost and just making you happy. So working out makes you happy, makes you smarter, makes you stronger. Boom, boom, boom. I got my kickboxing class coming up this Wednesday, so I'm ready.
Nice. Great. Yeah, Matthew knows a lot about the protein shakes. He has written articles about protein shakes as well. He is a personal trainer. Matthew, you can speak on that.
Yes, I'm a personal trainer, but I think that looking at this article, I think it has mostly to do with the omega-3 fats. Because when you don't have fat, your brain just deteriorates, and that's been proven. I also, it's interesting, it's like I wrote an article where I talked about, I cited another article, and I talked about creatine doing the same exact thing. And the other thing is exercise itself forces you to use more nerve connections, which makes a neurological response, which definitely makes you start to learn and process better. Because the more we use our brains, it actually has been proven, the more exercise we do, the less likely you get Alzheimer's. Just, it's very interesting. I need to have more protein.
Yeah, isn't omega-3 fatty acid in like fish and stuff? Isn't that what?
Yes. A lot of times it's in fish. The main source that I can think of omega-3 fatty acids would be salmon, which I know Cindy loves.
Mm-hmm. I love salmon.
So good.
It's so good.
Salmon's the best.
Oh, gosh.
Especially salmon ramen.
Miso salmon ramen.
Yes, okay. I stand corrected.
Miso. It sounded like you said miso, like I'm so salmon.
I'm so salmon. Yeah, I'm gonna, I guess we all should drink protein shakes. I don't mind. I do
drink them, but I need to exercise more. But I do train my brain. I play a lot of games where I train my brain so it doesn't get stagnant. So, you know, I'm always thinking.
It's working, Gary, because you're always beating us in Scrabble. So always beating us.
Yeah, you guys had dropped off. You haven't been on Scrabble in a while.
Yeah, I dropped off. I'm like,
I used to play words with friends. That's like another Scrabble. So I was like, I saw Gary sent me the link. I was like, oh, another Scrabble game. So I was like, nah. He has to join me for Words with Friends, which I haven't played in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Duly noted. So you have to start Words with Friends again, and I'll join you.
Words with Friends.
But it's really, you know, intriguing. It's fun because your brain is always working.
It is, and I feel like what Matthew said makes so much sense, that because the brain is actually, how much is it, 100% fat, Matthew? I don't know. It's all fat in your head.
Muscle. Is muscle matter?
Is muscle matter? Oh, it's like gray and white matter. I thought it was mostly like lipids, like some kind of lipid or something.
That's why keep working your body, your, you know, extremities muscles, you have to keep working your brain muscles as well. Like you use, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, like, yes. Yeah. It needs to keep making those connections and those little, all of these things. And also, like, if you're going to, I guess, increase your heart rate, it'll increase circulation to the brain too and promote more blood flow. So yeah, I'm actually thinking after this, I'm going to start doing my little exercises. I said I was going to exercise every day, like, because I have this a workout routine that I'm trying to do, like the Tabata workouts, because it's sort of like a 7-minute workout and you do like specific things and it's supposed to feel like you worked out for an hour and a half. Like it gives you the same exact effect as working out for an hour and a half. So I'm like, 7 minutes over an hour and a half, I'll do it. So just gotta push yourself a little.
Protein and workout. So protein shake and workout. That is the key to living long. And
use your brain.
Using your brain, yes.
Use your brain.
I'm striving to become one of those spray paint old ladies and the ones that also ride on the park benches. So
and makeup artists. Makeup artists.
Yes. Any kind of artist, keeping that in mind, I'm going to try to keep my mind and my body healthy. So when I'm almost 100 years old, I can still lift my fingers and do some kind of art.
But also, too, like arthritis, you know, working out, especially with your wrists and your fingers, it helps, because arthritis is, you know, people who don't use a hand or whatever, just lazy or just don't use it. But you know, you always have to use what you have, so it doesn't, like I said, doesn't, it's not stagnant, you know.
Yes,
like Dana says, use it or lose it.
Yeah, use it or lose it. I feel like I'm getting lazy. And I feel like my brain is being forgetful when I don't use it. I think that we all need a little boost.
Yeah, so that's why I like every Sunday morning we read an article, and so we're actually reading something, so I like that.
Good news, you know, Crew is doing such a great job building our brains and helping you guys build your brain by listening to us. And also singing actually is a good way. Some animals sing, and I guess they build their brains too, like a parrot. This parrot, this singing parrot, sings like Beyonce.
Oh my god.
All the single ladies?
No, the parrot sings.
All the single parrots.
All the single parrots, that's what it is. All the single parrots, all the single parrots, all the single parrots. Put your paws up.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Chico is a 9-year-old yellow crown Amazon parrot. The parrot loves to sing Beyonce songs.
Wow.
Yeah. It also does Poker Face by Lady Gaga, Firework by Katy Perry, and You Drive Me Crazy by...
What?
Yeah.
It's crazy. You Drive Me Crazy. That's a Britney Spears song.
Yes. I do like Britney Spears too.
I did. I love Britney Spears. I admit it. I'm a Britney fan.
I love her too.
Yeah. So it's like a pop bird. I think this is more of a pop bird.
Brittany, if you're listening to this, please come back. Give us some more songs. Let us relive our childhood Britney Spears.
We miss you, Brittany. I had all of her albums, actually.
The Spice Girls need to come back too.
Yes.
Do like a reunion tour.
Yes.
I would go.
I think they did that once and then they stopped.
Yeah.
Yes, they did that once.
Cindy. It's funny because I actually have Britney's first CD single.
Yes. Yeah. I have to look for it. I have it too.
14 or something. She was really young, right?
Yeah. Yes. She started off with the Mickey Mouse Club and she got discovered that way. She has a great voice. Come back, Brittany. Come back.
Come back.
Let's see if
I
can.
Yeah.
Oops.
I love it. Did it again. So let's see how the parrot sounds. Let's see if you can hear it.
Okay.
So it was singing If I Was a Boy.
Kicking things off with a huge A-list celebrity guest, best known for the number one hit, If I Were a Boy. Any guesses who it might be?
Unfortunately,
Beyonce was busy, so we've got the next best thing. It's Chico, who's a parrot from the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park, who's gone viral for his uncanny rendition of the 2008 hit.
If I was a boy, if I was a boy,
it sounded like
more
the had really good vocals.
Really clear vocals.
I want to hear it sing Poker Face. My poker face.
Yeah, Sarah has some good range.
Yeah.
Matthew, are you gonna do a duet with the parrot?
Sure, but I can't sing, so I'll just make sure that all the glasses will break, like the opera singers. So I do have a Britney Spears question for Cindy, since she's a super fan.
Okay.
When it said You Drive Me Crazy, it didn't say Britney Spears' name now.
I know. It says someone called Gnarly.
Yeah, he did crazy. What's crazy? You got me crazy.
Matthew, when you're a Britney Spears fan, you turn anything that resembles Britney Spears like into a Britney Spears song. So
exactly.
I read it like that too. You drive me, and she's singing it, and I'm like, perfect. That's just what we do. We see Oops, I Did It Again, we'll be like, Oops, I Did It Again. Just what we do.
That's all we do.
That makes sense. I gotta become Spears fan inside. I might dress in a school outfit next Halloween.
I have a quote. It goes, okay. Today I will not stress over things I can't control. So say it with me. Today I will not stress
over things.
I will not stress over things I cannot control.
Tonight, yes.
Good. Yay!
Hey! I love it.
I feel like after Dana said that quote, you have to have one of those little things that you spin around to make the ohm sound.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, little.
I will not stress the things that I can't control.
Yes. Let's not stress out.